Dock Street Yard owner Amber Adams says her passion for good food comes from her roots.
Definitely, you know, being from Louisiana, I'd say we don't, you know, eat to live, we live to eat. So we definitely love cooking, we love eating, and I mean, anything that's going to bring more food choices up here, I think, is awesome.
Adams says she moved from New Orleans in July 2019 with her husband, a psychiatrist at Ketchikan's Hospital. She says at first she dreamed of opening a standalone restaurant serving Southern and Cajun food, but she says she wanted to start a little smaller.
And finally we're like, okay, let's just start with a food truck. Let's start small. Let's start with something that we can handle, a cuisine we can handle in a small space.
Street tacos came to mind. She bought a trailer, but finding a place to park it was difficult.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously they allow food trucks up here, but you cannot be on a public street more than 2 hours at a time. So it's a challenge. Where do you park your food truck if you want to serve, you know, like all day? You don't want to be moving every 2 hours.
That's when she thought back to a property she'd noticed shortly after arriving in town. The downtown lot nestled between a sandwich chain and a Chinese restaurant on Dock Street was up for sale, and she started thinking a little bigger than a taco trailer.
And when we kind of started talking about the food truck and realizing that having a spot was kind of the golden egg more than having the truck, the price had dropped on this again, and I felt like it was just kind of serendipitous. So there we went. And so we started going, okay, let's make a big leap, and we can get more than just our truck on here, and that's where that started.
Now she's envisioning space for 3 trucks or trailers on the lot, each with their own menu. She'll provide utility hookups, plus some seating, covered, of course, here in rainy Ketchikan. The idea is to rent space to other food truck vendors looking for a semi-permanent place to set up year-round.
And so now where we are is that we're going to put the 3 rental spots down here. You know, it'll be a small lot, but hopefully cute, nice fencing, nice lighting, you know, just a nice, fun place for people to come and eat. And then at the top, our ultimate goal is we'll be putting in our own cafe up there.
Adam says she plans to build a standalone building overlooking the lot to house the cafe. That'll allow her to serve beer and wine, along with things like shrimp and grits, crawfish etouffee, and other Southern and Cajun standbys.
Fried chicken, good spicy fried chicken. That's my favorite, with crispy skin. So just basically, yeah, anything that'll give you diabetes and get you fat, pretty much, we're very excited to serve.
That portion is a ways off. Adam says she's currently aiming to open the cafe in late 2023. But in the meantime, she's planning to rent out the trailer stalls and start serving customers. Nothing is set in stone just yet, but Adam says there's been some interest.
But yeah, we have someone interested in doing poke on the lot, which I think would be fantastic because we don't have any of that in any of the restaurants here. So I'm thrilled for that. And then, we've had people cheesesteaks, pizza, tacos. We've had a lot of people kind of reach out to us, so I'm hoping that we'll have no problem getting people on here. I mean, it's a good spot. You know, you want it to become like a little family food lot, so that's what we're hoping it'll be.
Adam says she's hoping to have the food truck park open for business on May 1st. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.